Welcome to another exciting episode, I guess, of Snarkgasm. I'm Sawtooth again, over that way. You can't see me pointing, but I'm pointing that in that direction. It's ZA, Zombie Atheist.
Hello, and there's a kitty.
Yes, there is a kitty named Mango. And joining us today on the podcast, sitting that way, which you still can't see me pointing at, you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Allison.
She's also known to some of her fans as Major Ocelot on DeviantArt, though you won't find her there, really.
Yeah, my page is dead. I'd probably make a new one sometimes.
You better fucking make a new one. I miss having a DeviantArt friend, aside from that guy, which, once again, you can't see me pointing at.
Well, I want to make a webcomic, which, like, I have awesome ideas, but I'm just like, so lazy.
Dude, I've been wanting to make a webcomic with you since, like, 8th grade. What's wrong with you? Alright, enough of that.
Apart from failed webcomics, today's podcast is another video game one, you know, in case you were going to listen in and just sort of think, gah, video games again? These guys are fucking nerds.
Which, I'm actually wondering...
Guilty.
I'm actually wondering if we should be under humor if we're only going to talk about video games.
You don't think this is funny? No. We're not funny. Wah. Anyway, video games. I like video games.
I rather like video games as well.
Yeah. And apparently the Smithsonian Museum is finally about to recognize that. I think late April they're going to be starting starting in late April and ending sometime in 2012, they're opening a new exhibit there about the art of video games. And it's pretty much just, like, an exhibit on, you know, video games. Ideally, what they're trying to do is, like, sort of catalog the history of video games and all that sort of thing from beginning to finish. But what they're doing, they're letting the public sort of decide which video games are going to be exhibiting. They have an online sort of voting thing, and they have it and they're basically just letting people decide what video games get put in.
Alright, I just want to point out to anyone listening to this that Sawtooth said he was going to talk about this, and I decidedly didn't look anything up about how they're picking their games or anything, because I wanted to find out here.
Yeah.
And record my reaction.
I haven't told ZA or Major Ocelot anything. That's what we're calling you today.
Major Ocelot read something about it, because
She
had an opinion.
But yeah, I haven't pretty much told anyone anything about it, because I want to see their reactions firsthand, because the voting process that they have is absolutely fucking asinine as hell.
Letting the public decide art, not a good idea.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, it's the way, like, they've gone about it, because here's how they've sort of divided it. Like, there's basically, like, five sections on the Smithsonian website that they've set up. I think it's, like, artofvideogames.org. And it basically has video games divided into five different eras. The first era is 1979 to the 1980s. Then there's, 1983 to 1989, 1989 to 1994, 1995 to 2002, and 2003 to now. Don't really have anything to say about that, but what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go down the list one by one, and you're going to hear, like, all our reactions to it.
Okay. Sadly, unfortunately, very unfortunately, I only got into video games, like, 2001 when I became obsessed with Smash Brothers, so, like,
that actually might be good to say our history of video games really
good. Yeah, that's a good idea.
A lot of the earlier games, like, I might have played, and maybe a lot of them I might not have heard of, but, like, I know of a lot of them, so, I, like, just what they're about, I might not be able to put my input, sadly.
See, I've been playing video games since I was 2 or 3 years old, and I started on original Nintendo. So I've played a lot of older games, and pretty much every system since then, including modern ones, so I think I have a good range of different generations of gaming.
I personally haven't really started getting into video games until like I was about 10 years old or so, because before then my parents wouldn't let me have a console in the house, which is kind of weird. So pretty much all my experience is from like PC gaming and stuff. But since then I've kind of done my homework, gone back, like checked out the older systems. Gotta say I kind of like classic games a lot more than like, you know, modern games. But yeah, that's where I'm coming from.
Okay.
Now you know the history of Snargasm. This is one for the record books. No, it's not. Anyway, gonna read down the list of all the nominees and just get our reactions one by one, starting with the first era, 1979 to the early 1980s. They have basically three systems you can select here. You can vote on games for the Atari VCS, the ColecoVision, and the Intellivision, which, right there, I'm kind of surprised that they even managed to find anything remotely, like, notable for ColecoVision or Intellivision. But anyway, how the voting is done, like, besides category and systems, this is, like, the first thing that really, you know, got me annoyed. There's, like, only four categories to choose from, and they're action, adventure, target, and strategy.
Target.
And that's it.
Action or something? Hold on.
This is going to be a good one.
All right.
Let me read them to you again. Action, adventure.
Those are separate? Why are they separate? Action, adventure are the same thing.
Well, here's the thing. Like, as you'll probably see this pattern as we go further down, but by adventure, they both, like, rope in just sort of, well, that sort of action-adventure sort of thing, but they also rope RPGs into it as well. And that's kind of a dumb decision on their part.
Okay, yeah, because...
I don't know, there could be, like...
No,
action games that...
RPGs can be action-adventure, but action-adventure can't be an RPG. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can have RPG elements in action-adventure, but if it's an action-adventure, it's not an RPG. Okay.
So anyway, action, adventure, which are both really just very nebulous terms to begin with. But anyway, there's action-adventure, target, which, I mean, that's basically just, like, you know, shoot-em-ups and that sort of thing.
See, but I think target, like, target audience, like, games designed for little kids or something, like, what?
Well, yeah, I mean, besides that, were they really able to think of, like, that many flight simulators and shoot-em-ups that are worthy of, like, mention and, like, the whole history of video games sort of grand spectrum of things? I mean, I certainly couldn't think of that many.
What was the last one?
Strategy, which is like real-time strategy, turn-based strategy, and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's it. Just those four categories. Action, adventure, target, and strategy.
Well, if you think about it, there probably weren't like a whole... Back when video games first came out, there probably wasn't a lot of genres.
Well, is that the genre for every for every year, though?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it.
As I get further down,
that's still pretty much it.
Okay, because that could cover maybe that genre... That era, but like, because I'm thinking
they probably
after I don't know, maybe.
They probably just did that for voting sticks, because like not many people know the term survival horror means like scary game, like,
well,
they
don't
just be like,
I'm not talking about that. Well, you just said strategy, like after like us, you know, I mean, not for nothing, because some of my favorite games are RTSs. Like, after a certain year, like, those don't really exist. Like, I mean, they still make them to a degree, but they're such a small fraction of the kind of games that come out nowadays.
Yeah,
that,
and pretty much the majority of them are on the PC, not consoles.
Well, aren't RTSs...
And are not good.
RTS is, like, not really meant to be on consoles, because you can't, like, multitask with
their
bindings and everything.
They're usually horrible for console.
But anyway, it's just those four categories, which, like you said, makes sense for the first several eras, but as we go further on, there's no sports category, there's no racing game category, there's no rhythm game, which, I mean, even though it's like a faltering genre now, it was still pretty huge when it came out.
That's so true. Wow.
I don't know if sports deserves it.
Yeah, sports deserves it.
There were some good sports games, some, like... Two, but still.
Yeah, no. As much as I am biased against sport games, I do agree that it should be counted or something.
But anyway, if they really want to span like the whole history of video games, but anyway, I haven't even gotten started reading.
Yeah, we haven't gotten into it.
That's how bad this is going to be.
Oh no.
First era, 1979, early 1980s. For the Atari VCS, the action nominees were Tunnel Runner, Haunted House, and Pac-Man, which I guess, I mean, I'm not like big on, I'm not up and up on Atari, but I guess those are okay nominees.
Pac-Man is
still one of the most popular video
games. Yeah, I was arguing with Pac-Man. There are like whole freaking generations of like art and accessories based around that fucking stupid.
True. One thing I would have to say though is, I mean, obviously they would put Pac-Man on because why the hell not? It was he was pretty much like the first video game character, like in existence. I would say
it's the only game. Yeah. But, that you can talk with middle-aged moms about.
But my problem is, like, they nominated the Atari version, which, like, historically, people have considered that the most inferior version of Pac-Man, which is another thing that I want to kind of bring up. In, like, the entire list of consoles, there is not a single category for arcade cabinets. And that's where video games got their start.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no arcade cabinets, so there's no Space Invaders for the arcade, no Pac-Man, no Pong. Which was the first video game ever, pretty much.
What?
Yeah, that is kind of messed up.
Yeah. There's no section for handhelds, too, which,
whoa,
you know,
yeah,
is...
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, two of the biggest games of, like, the 90s, Tetris and Pokemon, were on Game Boy,
that
pretty
is,
much.
Yeah, that's...
consumed my life.
Yeah. So no handhelds, no Game Boy, no Advance, no Nintendo DS.
What the hell is this up? The history of video games. Let's not research it at all.
Yeah. Dude, I did projects in elementary school on the history of video gaming. I could have done this.
Yeah. But anyway, that's action. Adventure is adventure. There was a video game called Adventure.
Oh, is that why they made that genre? Like, oh my god.
Adventure. Pitfall right. Which
yeah.
Lots of people
yeah.
know Pitfall.
Right. Pitfall's
and awesome. E.T. The game.
You're fucking kidding me!
No, that's what they put. I guess.
No, 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 no! Stop! Stop right
if
now!
If they,
stop talking!
Isn't that
stop
like a
talking!
In
before you read that, I was sitting there in my head going, "Huh? I almost thought they were gonna put ET on here, but they." Oh my god!
Keep in mind that this isn't like in a you know greatest of all time context. This is a strictly historical context. I mean. Any way you think about it, E.T. does sort of fit in a historical context.
I don't care.
If in an extremely fucking negative way.
But art...
I know,
no.
I know.
Who made E.T.? Wasn't the story behind that is like... It's like a successful game company. They're like, oh, please make an E.T. game in, like, in time for like the E.T. movie or something. But they were just rushed so...
Yeah,
so
they, were
like
given, they were only given... They were only given 6 weeks to do it.
Exactly, like, isn't that game considered a joke?
Like, yeah, they buried him in a landfill in New Mexico.
God, I bet, like, Superman 64.
There's actually a music video by a band called Wintergreen where the whole video basically, like, just sort of documents a road trip they take to New Mexico to dig up a bunch of copies of the game.
Yeah.
But anyway, Target, Space Invaders, the Atari version... Should have been the arcade version.
I agree.
Missile Command, again, arcade version better.
Mm-hmm.
And Yar's Revenge. Again, those three are all very respectable sort of ones in their particular strategy. Here's, never heard of any of these. Combat, again, fits in the same sort of thing as Adventure, I guess. Star Raiders, never really heard of it. And Video Chess. That seems a bit odd.
Probably
to choose, like, a chess simulator.
Was it, like, the first 10?
Could have been. I'm not sure. I've never really heard of video chess, but...
The simulated version of chess that is...
But still, that's a pretty good indicator of, like, you know... I mean, they set their own little categories, but they've also just sort of backed themselves into a corner. Like, they're not going to be able to find enough of this one thing to just put it in. And you'll see that a lot more as I go down the list, I assure you. Anyway, the next system in Era 1 is ColecoVision. In the action category, we have Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Good game, should have been the arcade version, though. Jungle Hunt, never heard of it.
Nope.
And I'm sure this will give you a massive facepalm, ZA. Smurfs, Rescue from Alcazar's Castle.
What?
Yes. That's what they picked.
Do they just, like, randomly... Just a list of every video game?
I don't know. They don't really list their voting process on the choosing process on the website.
They're just gonna have like every like movie game when it gets down the list.
I'm not gonna have eyebrows for them.
It gets worse as we go down.
God,
I can tell
don't.
You.
Don't.
I'm sorry.
It's based
off
a popular TV show.
I'm so sorry, but the TV show wasn't even around when it came out. I don't think the TV show was '80s, and this most of these were like 1979 and really early late '80s.
Who cares?
In Adventure, we've got Alcazar. Never heard of it. Gateway to Apshai. Never heard of it. And Pitfall 2.
Sorry.
At least I've heard of that one.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Never even played it.
I have no input, which makes me sad. So we're discussing this in the
At least they had... All I can say is at least they had the decency to leave Super Pitfall out. That's regarded as one of the worst games ever made.
Wasn't there like a more recent Pitfall that was also horrible? Like
was
like
there?
So it was like for PS2 or something with like
there was some kind of like 3D redo attempt of some kind.
That couldn't have gone well.
I saw it in a bargain bin once and I was like, what? Like by accident, just like someone was like, this exists.
Moving further down the ColecoVision list, with Target, we've got Zaxxon. Never heard of it, but I think it's just a generic sort of shoot-em-up sort of thing.
Is it with two X's?
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Yeah, what kind of game is it?
I don't remember. I just know I've seen it.
Zaxxon. Buck Rogers.
I love Buck Rogers.
Really?
Yeah. I have that game.
That's interesting.
At one point.
So, Zaxxon, Buck Rogers, and... Carnival, which is basically just one simulation of a carnival shooting game. You know, the little game where they give you the gun and like little targets go by.
You just gave with one hand and took the other. It's like, oh, Buck Rogers. I'm like, oh.
Every shovelware Wii game nowadays.
Yeah. You could get that play that for free as a flash game anywhere.
I know, right?
One of those ads, like on Newgrounds or something.
Moving on, we got strategy for ColecoVision. Evolution. Never heard of it.
I've heard of that.
Yeah? Do you know what kind of game it is?
Heard of it, though. I'm horrible. I at least have heard some of these. Well, here's the thing. Most of them that I'm like, oh, I know that game, are ones that like I remember seeing at like an uncle's house or something. I remember the covers. I don't so much remember the games. Excuse me.
Anyway, Evolution, Artillery Duel, and Star Trek, which was basically like a space flight simulator, which I guess was pretty good for its time. Next, we're moving on to Intellivision. Mm-hmm. In the action genre, we got the He-Man Masters of the Universe game.
Oh, come on.
Tron Mazatron. Which I can't really comment, like, if that was any good or not, but...
I think, I was talking to some people about it. I guess it was just, like, at least, I don't know if there's more than one Tron game besides, I mean, obviously the one based on the new movie, but...
There were,
old Tron games were, like, horrible or something.
Wait. First, I gotta correct you. One's based on the new movie. Every single system has a different game. None of those games are the same.
Yeah.
So, just to correct
anyway,
you.
There's, like, one of the older ones is, like... really, really bad. Like
getting back to what you said about like the old Tron games. I mean, what kind of clicked in my mind was Tron Mazatron, but there was a much better Tron game that came out around that time, the Light Cycles game. I mean, that was a huge hit in arcades, but once again, no arcade category.
I just gotta throw in my hat and put myself to be crucified, if you will. I don't like Tron. I don't like
That's
any
fine.
Of Trons. I don't like.
That's
I mean.
That's
I,
fine.
I'm a bad nerd.
It's not really a franchise that's aged terribly well.
I'm a bad geek, apparently, because everyone else who's, like, in our geek world thinks Tron is the shit.
Not me. I saw the original Tron movie. It was good in a sort of kitschy, sort of cult movie kind of way, but it wasn't that great. I didn't think it was that great.
I only saw, like, the first 10 minutes, and I thought it was the worst movie ever. I saw the new one, though, and I was not impressed at all.
I saw it, and I was also sort of not too impressed. It was a good sort of action movie. The soundtrack was really the best thing it had going for it, in my mind.
That didn't even blow me away. I like Daft Punk.
I pretty much, same thing with the soundtrack. I'm like, oh, I heard Daft Punk's getting a cameo. But like, I know cameos like are always like 2 seconds, but I'm just like, I was like, oh, maybe they're in it for like a minute, but they're in for like 2 seconds in the gay guys bar.
Anyway, we got Tron, Maze of Tron, He-Man, Masters of the Universe, and here's the thing that gave me the biggest facepalm of them all in the entire list. This is in the action category, Microsurgeon. Now, I don't know if either of you have heard of Microsurgeon, but basically what it is it's basically like an education game about a tour of the human body. Like, there's, like, a silhouette of a human body, there's, like, organs and stuff in really bad pixel art. You basically scroll down and look through it.
It's like Operation.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And that, well, when you're well first... except there's no gameplay. You pretty much just look through the body, and that's pretty much the whole game.
Well, the first thing I thought...
And that's an action game.
Before I thought of Operation, I thought of, was like, Trauma Center?
Well, that's
was
the thing.
Was
I
there
mean,
an origin of Trauma Center that way back in the day?
Well, it's like that, except, you know, there's no operating. It's pretty much just, you have a body, you can see organs, and that's it.
But it made it immature. But it's... but it's educational?
Yeah, I guess technically it was the bloodiest game on the television.
Oh god, it's gallbladder. Wow.
The rest of the category is really not too much to speak of. Adventure, there's Advanced D&D, Swords and Serpents, and Thunder Castle. Never really heard of those. In Target, there's Demon Attack, Star Strike, and Space Battle.
No.
And in Strategy, there's Armor Battle, Utopia, and B-17 Bomber.
Very specific. B-17 Bomber.
Yes. And that pretty much brings Arrow 1 to a close. I'm sure as I go down much further, we'll have much to say, because we'll actually recognize some of this shit.
We're so casual.
Hey, I recognized a few of them.
Yeah, me too, but I mean more so as we go down. Era 2 is 1983 to 1989, after the...
I was born to did!
After the horrible market crash that one of Atari VCS's adventure nominees, E.T., almost caused. Mm. First, starting off on the Commodore 64, in the action genre we have Impossible Mission, Boulder Dash... Yeah... and Jumpman, though not the alternate name for Mario, a different Jumpman.
That's what I thought. I was like, isn't that the Mario ripoff? I mean, when Mario ripped off? No, all right.
Super Jumpman.
Yeah. Adventure, we have Wasteland, Bard's Tale 3, and Zack McCracken.
Isn't Bard's Tale supposed to be good?
I've heard of Zack McCracken, and from what I understand, it's one of the very first like point and click adventure game type games ever made. So I guess it sort of deserves its place.
Adventure game type games.
Yeah, you know, because it's in the adventure category. Target, we have Paradroid, Raid on Bungling Bay, and Attack of the Mutant Camels.
What?
That's what it said.
Attack of the
Mutant. I don't know if anyone even played any of these games.
Yeah. What is this? I think they just went through and like...
They're just like, who drew this as a funny name?
Yeah.
That's just what, I was saying earlier. Like, oh shit, we have all these categories. We gotta fill it up with stuff. Smurfs, that'll work. He-Man. Smurfs, He-Man. Carnival games.
Like, I know I haven't played...
The Operation Simulator.
I never had any of, like, the old systems or, like, ever went to arcades as a kid, so, like, I don't know a lot of the older games, but, like, at least there's some I can recognize, but, like, I don't recognize any of these. I'm like, do they even, like, look at anything for these games?
And finally, in Commodore 64, we have Strategy, which has MULE, which I've never actually seen, but I've heard it's, like, really important, but that could really mean anything. Little Computer People. That's what it was called. And Sid Meier's Pirates, which I've played the Sega Genesis port of it, and it's awesome. Nice little awesome strategy game.
I know, it's a still ongoing series. Like, my big brother was obsessed with it, and it was really big at the time, and people are still, like, really into it.
Right.
Sail of Seas and attack other ships.
Right. Now we move into the Nintendo Entertainment System, so we'll finally be able to, like, talk about some of this stuff.
Thank you.
But there's also a lot of inherent problems here, too. I mean, in action, the nominees are Mega Man 2,
oh, yes.
Awesome, Super Mario Bros. 3, And Metroid.
Yes. Oh my god, yes.
Yeah, but here's the problem, though.
What is a problem? There is no problem with
No.
My problem is Mario 3.
What about the first one?
That's kind of subjective, but, I mean, it's a voting process, and you can only pick one. But Mega Man 2, Super Mario Bros. 3, and Metroid, those are all, like, really important Nintendo games, but you can only pick one.
I don't know if I could choose between Metroid or Mega Man
2. Oh, that is true.
I mean, all three of those games pretty much had...
They're gonna pick Mario.
...had very big game... Yeah, but all three games...
What's Metroid?
Yeah, because...
Is that like Zelda or something?
Any way you look at it, like all three games had big, very important game changing dynamics. Like Super Mario Bros. 3, pretty much. They pretty much like invented like the whole map system of platforming.
Mario needs to be in his own category.
Mega Man 2 had the whole weapon switching thing and this level selection thing, which had never been done before.
Metroid
was pretty much the first free roaming game.
Yeah, like non linear.
Yeah.
Oh, so many secret fun passageways.
But you can only pick one. Three very important mechanics in all three of those games, you can only pick one.
Well, I guarantee you people aren't thinking about the mechanics since people aren't as into games as...
Well, yeah,
no,
but
which one have I seen the most commercials for?
Well, here's the thing. We're assuming that only people voting are idiots, but who's going on the Smithsonian freaking website?
Yeah, it really does seem like... You know, a lot of the categories were picked catering to, like, people who only have passing knowledge of video games as opposed to, like, you know, the really core sort of people.
I've
never
been to Smithsonian website.
Makes me a sad panda.
Yeah. I mean, if they were really sort of interested in, like, covering the historical sort of aspect of games, they really should have just had all three instead of making people just pick one.
Yeah.
Moving on to the adventure...
What's the most important piece of art, like, seriously?
The Mona Lisa?
You don't rate, like, paintings, it's like...
Well, people do.
I mean, like, old, like... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Moving on to adventure, which brings me to another sort of problem. First nominee is Shadowgate, which, you know, isn't really that big news. Mm-hmm. Then there's Final Fantasy, the first one, and Legend of Zelda.
Ooh.
Again, you only have to pick one, but here's something that I just sort of thought of. Legend of Zelda and Final Fantasy, even though they're both RPGs, they're both very different games.
Yeah.
And they're both being put in the same category.
I know you say you consider it an RPG, but I don't consider Zelda an RPG. It's an action-adventure game.
Well, it definitely has RPG elements in it.
It started
especially
a lot of...
Especially
the first ones. No different, like...
The first ones are definitely RPGs. They have all of the elements of RPG.
Like what?
Running around, killing stuff, collecting items, fighting bosses, going in dungeons.
Increasing your increasing your abilities and levels and stuff. Well, not levels, but... Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Dungeons don't make an RPG.
They help.
Yeah.
They help, yes.
Moving on to Target, these are probably some more no-name ones. 1943, Battle of Midway. I've played that. That's a good game. Life Force. Never played it. And another sort of facepalmer, Top Gun.
I have that game.
What?
The Top Gun game.
No, here's the thing. It's actually not a bad game.
Yeah?
Not as good as the first one, but the 1943 one, but... Yeah. It's not a bad game.
Pretty much every time I see, like, a movie tie-in or some sort of licensed game,
I just
automatically
facepalm.
Yeah.
Like, Tom Cruise and shit isn't in the game. Like, it's just an airplane.
Did you
shooting shit?
Well, I don't know. I've never played it, so...
Do you know they're remaking that for, like, the PS3, and it comes with, like, a Blu-ray of, like, the movie?
Oh.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. Let's watch a shitty movie and play a shitty remake. And strategy, we have North and South, some Civil War game, never played. Archon, The Light and Dark.
Spoilers, the North.
And Desert Commander, which I guess...
Wait, what category is that?
That's strategy.
I can think of so many better strategies.
Yeah, I couldn't really think of any for the Nintendo. What would you have put in?
Overlord.
Ah.
Though it came out for PC originally, so... But then, again, everything else is all, like, who cares about the original?
Yeah.
But yeah, Overlord is possibly one of my favorite...
Who cares as long as the next one has better graphics, right?
And that's pretty much it for Nintendo.
Wait, can I explain Overlord really quick?
Oh, sure, go ahead.
So you can understand why I think it's basically if Mass Effect was on the original Nintendo. Like, you have to, except, you know, strategic. Like, you start on one planet, and your goal is to find other planets and build civilizations on these different planets. And you have to, like, you know, control your population and your military and stuff, and you're going against, like, an enemy, like, alien species.
So it's like,
species.
It's kind of like Civilization, in a way.
Kind of, except it's whole planet, not just, you know, city by city. Like, you have to build each planet's, like, resources and stuff and stuff and stuff.
Incidentally, original Civilization didn't make the cut. Didn't make the cut. Mm. Nowhere on here. But anyway, that's pretty much it for Nintendo. And that's, like, the only really big noteworthy games of it, like, apart from, you know, 1943, Legend of Zelda, Final Fantasy, Mega Man 2, Mario 3, and Metroid. That's pretty much it for the Nintendo. No River City Ransom, none of those other ones. I'm trying to think of...
Double Dragon?
No Double Dragon, right. No Double Dragon.
Except when you play...
No Tetris, no original Donkey Kong. No Dragon Quest, which came out before Final Fantasy, so it's it technically started the JRPG trope. Mm. But yeah,
which isn't really that much of a bragging right, is it?
Yeah, I guess not. Moving on. The Sega Master System, Sega's little system that tried to compete with Nintendo and didn't quite really take off. Mm. In action, we have Shinobi. Which is a really good platformer.
Shinobi's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Mickey Mouse in the Land of Illusion. Which is actually pretty good. It's one of those Disney games that was made by Capcom. Capcom made some really good Disney sort of platformer
games.
Somebody
told me that game was really, really good. It was a Mickey Sega game, yeah.
And Marble Madness, which is fucking awesome.
I'll take your word for it.
In Adventure, we have Phantasy Star.
Oh.
Yeah, another one. Heroes of the Lance. Which I've never played, but I've heard the Nintendo version of it was absolute shit. And Ultima 4. Also good. So, you know, getting better.
Yeah,
in Target, Fantasy Zone. Never really heard of it. Missile Defense. And Afterburner, which was another really awesome sort of flight sim game. Mm-hmm. But really, it was a lot better in arcades. And strategy, Rampart. Heard of it? No? Gang Ground and Spy versus Spy.
Probably got awful.
Yeah. I have no idea. And that rounds out Era 2. I can't really say if they really left anything out of the Master System, because really that was really kind of a no-name system. Mm-hmm. It didn't really start to get good until the Genesis, which is the next era we're leading to. Era 3, 1989 to 1994. Starting with the Sega
Genesis.
Starting with the Sega Genesis. With action, we got Earthworm Jim.
Okay.
That's awesome. Sega CD. No, wait. Sonic CD. I read that wrong.
What? I was like,
Sonic CD, which is on the Sega CD, not the Genesis.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. That's a bit weird.
They did have a CD thing you could put on a Genesis.
Yeah, that was the Sega CD.
No, but there was like a different... Oh, wait, I'm thinking Sega Saturn, sorry. Burp.
But yeah, Sonic CD, which is probably... If you've played it, it's probably like the best Sonic game ever made, I gotta say. Mm-hmm. But it's not a Sega Genesis game. Mm-hmm. And another facepalm, Michael Jackson's Moonwalker.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm serious.
There's 8 billion... What happened to...
That's what they chose to put in action.
What happened to Vector Man? Where is Vector Man?
No Vector Man, I know.
Wait, wouldn't Vector Man be
No Vector Man, no Rice Star.
Wouldn't... I don't even know what genre that would be under, because they don't understand... I don't understand their categories.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wait, where is fucking Booger Man?
But yeah, that's it for action. No Rice Star, no Vector Man, no Rocket Knight. No Strider. None of that.
Strider. Awesome.
Adventure, we have Shining Force 2, Phantasy Star 4, and Flashback. Flashback's pretty fun, though it's a bit tough to figure out what's going on. Target, and this kind of made me scratch my head. Like, the first nominee in Target, after so many, like, shoot-em-ups and, like, carnival simulation games, the first one is Gunstar Heroes.
That was actually really good.
I know, but it's... I mean, it kind of, like, throws, like, their whole Target thing into question.
Yeah, it's not even...
Because, like, previously...
It's like a side-scrolling, like, shooting game.
Yeah, if anything, that should be in the action category instead of fucking Moonwalker. Yeah.
Jeez.
But anyway, Gunstar Heroes, Viewpoint... and Ranger X. Yeah. Strategy in Sega Genesis, I don't know if you've heard any of these ones, but these ones are actually, like, deserving of, because these are all, like, very big sort of, you know, revolutionary in the strategy genre. Nobunaga's Ambition, Herzog's Way, and Dune 2 Battle for Arrakis.
I think I've heard of the Nobunaga one. At least, there was a recent one for PS2.
Another remake?
I don't know if it was a remake, but, yeah. I mean, I saw it, and
I have no idea how long that series has been going on for, so...
Is it made by Koei?
Huh?
Is it made by Koei?
I think it might be.
So, is it...
It said what companies each one makes on the website, but I didn't copy that down when I was making this list.
That's not important at all.
If it's made by Koei, it's just Dynasty Warriors. Every single game that they've ever made is Dynasty Warriors. And I don't get how no one calls them out on it, because people keep buying their games.
Yeah, how do they get away with that?
I don't know.
The only Dynasty Warrior game I was interested in was the Gundam one they did.
Which, even that
it was still horrible, but I was just like, I'm gonna be hero, and I'm gonna fight the guy from that other Gundam series? Fuck yeah! What was his name, Duncan? Fuck you!
Then you play it, why are there Gundams running around feudal China?
Why are we in space, but we're on, like, a flat platform, and we can't go...
How can they be running in space?
But, like, what I don't get is, like, how they keep getting to make, like, a Dynasty Warriors games, and that for that same Dynasty Warriors game, they make an extreme version, and then they make a Samurai Warriors version.
There's the one that was Japan instead of China.
Yeah, which is called fucking Shogun Warriors. I don't fucking remember what it's called. It's not Dynasty Warriors.
Samurai Warriors?
Yeah.
That one? And then there's, like, also, like, I think there's, like, an extreme version of that. So, like, for every Dynasty Warriors game, there are four in, like, same year that's made.
Not to mention, they also make... Which, actually, I take it back. There's two Dynasty Warrior games I was interested in. I don't think they kept making these, but... I don't even know if they're in the extreme ones or whatever, but, like kind of strategic ones? Like, they were kind of like, it was a battlefield, and you controlled each, like, individual troop, if you will, into battle. Like, you're like, you go there, and then you go there, and it was, like, a strategic kind of game. Almost like chess, except with, like...
I don't even know if Dynasty Warriors even does that.
No, they did do that. I played it for PS... It was for PS1, actually, I think.
It's like press square till you get bored.
But yeah.
It's the entire game.
They probably stopped making the strategy ones. I don't even know what it was called. I rented it once.
Too much thought process involved.
So that's what we got for Sega Genesis. Moving on to Super Nintendo. In action, we have Donkey Kong Country.
Mm-hmm.
Another good one. Super Mario World. Another good one. And Super Star Wars. Yeah, I know, it's...
What?
That's a bit of a weird one at first, but the Super Star Wars game is actually pretty good.
Super Metroid?
I wouldn't say that it's deserving... Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't say it's deserving
Super
of a nomination.
Metroid?
Yes, exactly. Super Metroid. Super fucking Metroid.
I remember when Shadow Complex came out, and everyone was like, for, like, the Xbox Live, and they're like, oh, you gotta try this out, it's the greatest game, and I'm playing Super Metroid right now. That's why this game is so awesome.
But I must point out that Allison's kind of biased because she diddles herself with Metroids, so...
I don't, I swear.
Yeah. So that's action. Adventure, it's another one where, like, three really awesome games, you have to pick one.
She has a Samus Aran dildo. Sorry.
I don't.
She likes it when she blasts a laser.
Gives a whole nother meaning to screw attack. Tish. So, Adventure. Another sort of instance. There's, like, three awesome games. Why do you have to pick one? Earthbound, Chrono Trigger, and Legend of Zelda Link to the Past.
I've always wanted to play Earthbound, but I guess... Like, I mean, I could emulate it, I guess, but, like, if you actually wanted to buy a copy of the game, it's, like, $150, because, like, the game is just...
Earthbound's pretty fun. Like, I've heard people describe it as, like, the Cthulhu mythos crossed with the comic strip Peanuts.
Pretty much.
That actually makes me want to play it.
The end boss,
why hasn't anyone explained it to me that way?
The end boss is, like, so messed up. Like,
yeah.
I just watched an entire, like, a video, because, like, I heard people, like, talking about it, and I'm like, what,
yeah.
what is this? Gygas
is nightmare fuel.
Yeah, and I'm, like, watching the fight, I'm like, oh my god, what is this? And, like, the music's just so freaky, and just, oh god.
Something that just occurred to me, no Final Fantasy games were nominated for Adventure. There's Earthbound, Chrono Trigger, Legend of Zelda, no Final Fantasy games, even though, like, Final Fantasy VI came out around that time, and it was probably the best Final Fantasy in the entire series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess the one I'm playing, I guess 12, was kind of like a remake of that, just like with at least the battle system-wise.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what I heard, that people who were into that game were just like, oh, hey, it's the same. Because
it's not so much like, well, it's still turn-based, but there's like the action bar.
Yeah. Which I actually hate. Like, I'm not the biggest RPG fan, but that's something I like, is the casual ability to play an RPG where you can just, you know, walk away and then come back. Like, and you don't have to, like, I don't know, just, like, to be able, like,
you don't
all
need
right,
to get too vested.
Do this, do that, I'm gonna drink, come back, oh, my characters did stuff, all right. And, like, my favorite thing to do right now is, like, because Pokemon is an RPG, it's like, I'll be playing Pokemon, like, in bed, and if I, like, fall asleep in the middle of a battle, it, like, doesn't matter. Like, I won't die, necessarily. I can literally just sit there and, like,
Moving on to Target, we got Gradius 3, which is an awesome shoot-em-up,
mm-hmm.
Star Fox,
yes,
which is also awesome, and Super Smash TV.
What?
Which is basically
God. That game was so ridiculous. Is that the one where you're on the game show? And
yeah, it's, you know, you got the top down, you're moving around, and you're pretty much shooting everything.
And that one's got,
see,
like, a mechanical, like, monster Hitler at the end or something,
yeah.
And, like...
It was a ridiculous game, but I really
don't think
it deserves to be here, especially when there's, like... I mean, you got, like, all these Target games. Why Super Smash TV? Why not R-Type DX? Why not UN Squadron? No,
yeah,
infinitely better schmumps, in my opinion.
It was a pretty good one, I think. It's not
yeah,
garbage.
Difference in opinion, I guess. Strategy, we got Syndicate, I've never heard of. SimCity, which, okay, but really you're always going to get the best version on the PC, I gotta say.
Yeah.
And ActRaiser, which is awesome. Never played ActRaiser?
No.
Well, it's kind of a weird game. It's basically like a hybrid between like turn-based strategy and like an action platformer. Basically how it works is you're playing as God, yeah, and you have like whole city, and you basically, you're like building cities and all sorts of stuff. It's basically kind of like Civilization, but occasionally your city will be attacked by like monsters and stuff, at which point it switches to a platformer game with you as like an earthly avatar sort of thing, going around and killing and getting rid of all of the bad stuff in your cities. It's pretty interesting. If you can,
I think I know that one, yeah.
If you can, like, find it on the internet completely legally, you should probably play it.
Mm-hmm. You probably can't, because now you can buy it on the Wii system.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, now you can't pirate those old games. Now they're available, so you have to buy a Wii, and then Wii points.
Gotta do it. And that's the Super Nintendo, pretty much. And that's pretty much it. No Castlevania, no Contra...
Yeah, you need Contra.
Yeah. None of that. Which moves us into era number 4, 1995 to 2002.
You get older.
Oh my god, they fucking better have a certain game on here or I'm gonna flip shit.
Let's just see. Our first one is DOS/Windows, which I mentioned this to Badaxe when I was sort of pitching the idea for like the next show. And he mentioned to me, like, that by 1995, DOS wasn't even being used as a gaming system anymore.
Yeah.
Seems a bit weird.
Huh.
But anyway, in action for DOS/Windows, we have Deus Ex.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
That game is so good. I'm playing it right now. And I'm just like, what? Oh my god. So good. I love it.
Yeah.
There's so many different ways to, like, complete a mission. You could, like, you know, go in guns blazing or, like, go in the back way, like... Have like a
you can shoot everything, you can snipe stuff, you can sneak around.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is pretty much an open-ended game.
Yeah, and there's, like, little secrets, like, you know, find a guy, give him this, he'll say something funny, or, like, blah, blah, blah.
And it's really one of the few games where, like, your whatever actions you do have consequences, because, like, I was doing a mission one time where, like, I basically needed to clear out a place of terrorists. They told me that I should try to use, that I shouldn't, like, kill them if I can avoid it. Like, I should try to just disable them, but I killed them anyway. Then later, when I went to get ammunition, this guy offered me some special ammunition, but after my character casually mentioned that he killed all the terrorists, the guy actually got offended and just gave me the ammunition without the special ammunition. But at the same time, another character opened up a special mission because she was so impressed that I killed everyone in the building. So yeah, that's Deus Ex, well-deserved.
Yes.
Deus Ex, Doom 2, which I'd say is also pretty well-deserved.
Yes.
Especially in a historical context.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Unreal.
Mm.
The original Unreal, which I gotta say, kind of meh. I mean, sure, it pretty much created, like, the Unreal Engine, but the game it was based upon was really just, you could throw it away.
Weren't they, like, some of, like, the first, like, well, not the first, but I mean, the major, like, first-person, like, multiplayer games?
No, that was Quake.
Quake? Okay.
Which isn't on the list.
So we have those games to thank for all of the douchebags that...
I guess so. So that's action. Adventure, we have Baldur's Gate 2.
Oh.
Yeah, Baldur's Gate is awesome.
I can go for that.
I approve. Grim Fandango, which I heartily approve. One of my all-time favorite games.
Oh, goodness. I've always wanted to try that, just from all the praise I hear about it. The art director,
yeah.
I guess, Tim Schafer.
Yeah.
Did, like, Psychonauts.
Yeah, Tim Schafer is awesome. Definitely has one of the best stories in a game I've ever seen.
Yeah, I've always wanted to try it, but it's not on Steam. I don't know where to do it. Yeah.
So Adventure, Baldur's Gate 2, Grim Fandango, and original Fallout.
Fallout.
So all very well-deserved, definitely.
Original Fallout's really good.
In Target, here's another big head-slapper for me. Target, we got Crimson Skies, Star Wars TIE Fighter, both really good games, and then Diablo 2.
What?
Under Target.
But...
That's...
Diablo 2, under Target.
No!
I don't even play
Are you
Diablo
kidding me?
I know that.
No!
Diablo 2 is...
It's closer to Baldur's Gate!
I could see it in adventure or action, but Target, after they put in all those flight sims and shmups...
Who made this list?
Oh my god, wow.
Yeah. Clearly no research was done into this sort of thing.
And this is going to Smithsonian.
Yes. This is what people who have never heard of video games before, when they want to learn about them, will see.
You know what this, for some reason, reminds me is the old manager at the downstairs GameStop at the mall telling someone that Metal Gear Solid was an RPG. That's
someone actually said that.
Yeah, she was a manager at GameStop. I was just like, why do you work here?
Yeah. Ridiculous.
I mean, there are Metal Gear RPGs, but it's not...
But that's not one of them.
It's not the main series.
Under strategy...
It was Metal Gear Solid 3, specifically, by the way. They were saying it was an RPG. No.
Under strategy for DOS Windows, another one which I think all well-deserved, Command & Conquer, Uplink, which was a hacking game, kind of under the radar. That's pretty fun. And StarCraft. Which, really, that's pretty much one of those games, if you don't have it in the nominee list, people will crucify you. It's become that big.
I agree with two of those. I didn't play the second one you mentioned, but I like...
Out of all the Blizzard franchises, I mean, I don't even like any of the Blizzard games, but if I had to choose one, I'd probably play StarCraft, because I like the sci-fi.
I love Zergs.
They have awesome aliens.
And that's pretty much all for DOS and Windows. Was that game you were thinking of on there, like, you know...
Overlord? What was it?
No, I mean, when I mentioned DOS Windows, you said there was one game...
No, I said
game
before... You didn't say DOS Windows, you said the year.
What are you thinking of?
Oh, the year, okay, never mind then. I'm sure there were probably a whole lot more DOS Windows games which could have been fit on here, like the Monkey Island games for one, and... Personally, if it were up to me, I would have put several of the Thief games on here, because those are probably some of the best stealth FPSs in existence, in my mind.
I have one of them, and like the bit that I played was actually really cool, but someone told me it was like the worst one, is like Thief Deadly Shadows.
Yeah, I guess it is the weakest in the series, but even then, it's still a really good game.
Yeah.
Moving on to Nintendo 64. Nintendo 64!
This, this is like my, like, cradle of my gaming civilization. Like, I started on original Nintendo, but, like, if it was not for the N64, I would not
be where
I am today.
I only owned, like, 5 games, though. And then it, like, bloomed from there.
Oh, you're probably going to be very, very pissed off. Super Smash Brothers is not in here.
What?
Original Super Smash Brothers.
Why?
Ask them if you can.
That game got me into video games, honestly. I was having a lot of fun with it, and then when they made the Melee for GameCube, I just up and bought a GameCube.
That actually doesn't upset me at all.
Well,
I mean, it's not, like, the most revolutionary fighting game, but, like, just... It's... Oh, my God. I love that game so much.
Because not for nothing, that's the game that kind of started the whole, let's just take characters from every game and fucking throw it into another game. That seems like a good idea. Like...
I don't know. I mean, did...
It popularized it. Shut up. No, Square Enix did that before, too. I think, before Smash Brothers. They had, like, this stupid party game where, like, it's all Final Fantasy characters.
Sega did that. Tried that, too, for a while. They had a game called Fighters Mega Mix, which had, like, games from Virtua Fighter and, you know, all sorts of other Sega games.
I think there was another one.
Here's the really funny thing, though. One of the playable characters was one from Daytona, USA. A car. It was a fighting game where you could play as a car.
That's actually funny.
Yeah.
I heard they're actually going to, like, Sony wants to come out with their own kind of Smash Brothers with just, like, Sony characters, but it's probably...
They have, like, two.
I heard it wasn't, like, a fighting game, though, but a sort of party game kind of thing.
Well, they aren't coming out...
Wait, can you play as one of the Colossus?
I've seen screenshots. You can play as, like, you know, Jack and Daxter, Sly Cooper.
Yeah, it's called PlayStation Move Heroes. It's just like a
Ratchet and Clank, that sort of.
Yeah, it's like a move party game.
I'm not a Naughty Dog fan.
The only one I was really into, like, I enjoyed playing, like, some of the Ratchet and Clank games, but I was really more of a fan of Jack and Daxter.
Well, wait, I take it back. I liked Crash Bandicoot, but that's it.
Yeah. Anyway, Nintendo 64, action! We have Shadows of the Empire, which was an okay game, but
it's not a bad game.
Yeah.
If it's the game I'm thinking of.
Super Mario 64, of course. It pretty much invented, like, 3D platforming.
Yeah.
And Banjo-Kazooie.
I unfortunately didn't play that game.
I never really played it either.
But I know that
I've played it. It's fun, but it's not really, you know, noteworthy in a historical context.
I mean,
it's pretty much Super Mario 64, but slightly different.
If it wasn't for Banjo-Kazooie, I wouldn't deal with these people who are like, Banjo-Kazooie should be in the next Smash Brothers.
Like, no, you don't get it.
Kids.
It's not Nintendo.
It's not Nintendo's anymore.
It's a Microsoft stuff.
It's for Microsoft to ruin.
No. And then I still love that argument because I trumped it with, well, like, you don't understand, it's owned by Rare, and Rare is Microsoft, like, you can't, oh, but they made Donkey Kong, and that was Nintendo. Yeah, different companies get licensed to make shit all the time. Capcom made a couple Zelda games for Game Boy, you're gonna see Link in fucking Marvel vs. Capcom.
I know, exactly.
Sorry. I hate when people don't understand shit like that.
Oh, like when, like...
Can I get Zelda for PS2?
Or, like, the votes that they have for, like DLC characters from Marvel vs. Capcom 3. They say Batman, so it's like, no, you don't get it.
I didn't even realize there was, like, a Batman game for Capcom. Are people just being dickheads like that?
They're either being trolls or just, like, honestly are too stupid to realize it. DC is not Marvel. they're different.
I mean, there's a whole other conversation we could get on with more Capcom characters that should be in that game. But
right.
There's Zero, but no Mega Man.
Yeah. Anyway, that's action. Shadows of the Empire, Mario 64, and Banjo-Kazooie. Anything think left out?
I don't know. I want to hear Adventure, because... Wait, which one did you read first?
I just read action.
Alright, because sometimes there's games that I think should be in action that might be an adventure and vice versa, so
yes.
I'm not...
Go on.
Yes, do go on. Adventure, we have Paper Mario, which I've played. It's really fun, but, you know, not really too noteworthy in a historical
Mario
sense.
Mario needs to be in some category. Just,
I know, right?
Mario.
Yeah.
Doesn't fucking matter.
And Adventure, Paper Mario, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Fuck yeah!
And Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask.
Wait, whoa!
Yes, both of them.
No! Oh, no! No!
No?
Wait, so that takes up the third category, too?
Yeah.
No, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, that's kind of not fair.
No,
I mean,
alright, I'm a huge fucking Zelda fan. I stopped after, brain melting, can't think of title of game.
Twilight Princess?
Wind Waker. I stopped after Wind Waker. I never played Twilight Princess.
And Twilight Princess.
But, like, even as a huge Zelda fan, like, I do not agree with putting both of those purely because there are so many other games that they could have put. Like,
I would agree, but I can't really think of too many, but yeah, I don't have, like, an encyclopedic knowledge of that sort of thing.
Wind Waker's best Zelda. I don't care what anybody says.
No, because, like, I don't know.
Ocarina of Time.
Right about that.
Ocarina of Time set the formula, but...
Like, Majora's Mask did do some really awesome things, but I don't know if it should...
Yeah.
Well, it's almost the same game in the sense of, like, it's the same formula of everything besides...
Yeah,
like,
it's just a half step...
Yeah, that's not even, like, a huge step forward. It's, like, the same game.
Yeah, they just changed things.
I think it's cool. Like, a lot of people hate on it, but I think, like, I mean, I haven't played...
Well, here's the thing. Majora's Mask was the game that, Aoji? I don't know if I remember his name. Aoji, but... That was the first game he directed by himself. Like, Miyamoto was like, here, you, have this. And then he went on to do Wind Waker. So if he never got that opportunity to do what he did with Majora's Mask...
There'd be no Wind Waker.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm totally fine with Majora's Mask. It's good. It has its place.
Just both, it's just both Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask.
Yeah. It just...
I see where you're coming. That's not terribly fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mentioned this to a friend online a while back, that I was gonna, like, do a podcast about this. I mentioned the adventure category to them, and, I had a very big sort of head desk moment. I mentioned the categories, and he just responded, "No Pokemon Stadium? Are you kidding?"
Of any Pokemon game on N64, maybe Pokemon Snap? Maybe!
Yeah, people actually give Pokemon Snap a lot of shit. For what it was, that was actually kind of a fun game, but...
I
kind of want
to download that.
But Pokemon Stadium, that's...
What about Hey You Pikachu? Come on! Like, why not that?
Yeah, no other game had a microphone except Seaman. And that's not...
And actually,
list,
you know what's funny? If you swore at Pikachu, he would electrocute you. That was my favorite. I was like,
that's
fuck
clever.
You, ass, like that.
That's clever. That's very clever.
It'd be awesome if it either, like, the game recognized swears,
yeah,
or just...
He got angry!
And that's especially funny, like, coming from Nintendo, who pride themselves on being such a family-friendly company.
The game probably just recognizes, like, harsh tones.
But here's the thing, he wouldn't automatically always electrocute you. Like, sometimes he would just kind of look at you, like
maybe
in your face.
Maybe it has something to do with, like, the tone of voice.
Yeah.
I could swear to have
I mean,
voice.
For all...
I trained well. You know what? The only part that was... I mean, well, that whole game's kind of fucked, but there was... The most fucked up part about that game, I think, is... Because, like, you have a bedroom in the game, and you can, you know, fuck around. You can make Pikachu, like, do things really cute. Like, Pikachu, tissue box! And they'll, like, go over to the tissue box and just start throwing tissues everywhere. It's just, like, really cute. But then there's an N64 in the corner of your bedroom in the game, and you can have Pikachu play N64 while you're playing an N64... In the game!
Can you have him play Hey You Pikachu?
No.
Like, you could be playing Hey You Pikachu while he's playing Hey You Pikachu while his Hey You Pikachu is playing Hey You Pikachu, and then you'd... And then the,
games like
and
that.
That's the end. And that's the end of the universe.
It's like Mass Effect. Like, I can watch Commander Shepard watch a stripper.
Yes.
I'm watching my sim watch TV. I'm watching him watching his sim watch TV.
No, I'm playing The Sims while my sim plays on his PC playing The Sims.
Am I a sim?
Am I a sim too? Oh, God. Where's the stepladder? To quote, hey, Ash, what's your name?
So in Target, we have Star Fox 64.
Yay.
That's a fun one. Mm-hmm. Pilot Wing 64, which is fun for what it is. Mm-hmm. And GoldenEye 007.
I haven't even played that game. Isn't that like...
I guess technically it's a Target game in that you can target things.
But didn't they have first-person shooters in fucking Adventure earlier or something?
Yeah. They had them in Urchin. Yeah, they
whatever.
Had... Again, that seemed... Yeah.
And second off, as much as GoldenEye maybe set the standard, I don't know. Mm,
yeah, didn't it though? Like,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Alright.
It was the first successful sort of console FPS.
I guess I'm being biased because I think Perfect Dark is far better.
I mean, well, do you know which one came first?
GoldenEye.
Yeah, GoldenEye came first.
And there's a huge.
They're both made by Rare, though.
There's a huge flaw in GoldenEye.
Yeah, that's true.
Like they got halfway through. Or is it GoldenEye? Yeah, GoldenEye. They like after they there was this whole other level they were going to make, and they got like. Lazy halfway through and were like, alright, fuck that level. And they never finished building it, but they never changed it enough where you couldn't get to the level. So there's a glitch where you can get to the level and there's no bad guys or anything. You're just like, hey, island. I was like, hey, can't even fix that shit, yo. No, I don't know.
So you're just completely alone. Like, it's like the opening scene in 28 Days Later where the guy wakes up and there's like absolutely no one there.
I would say totally, except I've never seen 28 Days Later.
Well...
I'm a horrible horror movie fan.
Moving on to strategy. Ogre Battle...
That was your opportunity to go, like, you call yourself zombie atheist.
I know, right?
I'm fucked up.
No, they're not zombies. They're not zombies in 28 Days Later. So.
Right.
They're not dead.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I'm
fighting with myself.
Moving on to strategy. Ogre Battle 64, which I've never played, but I keep hearing it's hot shit.
It's not bad, yeah.
There's supposed to be a, like, yes, this kid I work with is, like, obsessed with it. Like, they came out with a new one just recently that's, like, PSP exclusive, and he, like, wants to buy a PSP just to play it.
Ah.
Yeah, it's not a bad game.
So, Ogre Battle 64, Worms Armageddon, which I didn't even know was on the N64.
I had it for PlayStation, but yeah, that game's awesome.
Yeah,
it is awesome. But... If you think about it, it's kind of like another thing, like what you were saying with Koei. I mean, Team 17 is pretty much after, like...
Just making the same...
After they got to Worms 2,
care.
They
can make Worms all they want. That game's amazing.
Yeah, it's...
Possibly the greatest memories of my childhood is playing that with my brother and my friends.
Yeah, Worms is awesome.
Like, not even just... Oh, I missed. I regret nothing!
But yeah, Ogre Battle 64, Worms Armageddon, and Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six.
I played some of them for the PC.
Whoa.
Not really a
not
strategy
seven,
game, if you think about
that's
it.
That's better than a target than fucking GoldenEye.
Well,
yeah, it's definitely a more tactical sort of FPS, but it's still not really strategy, I would say.
Well, if it's anything like the ones that I played for PC, like the older ones for PC, I mean, like, you do have to map out, like, where your other teams are going, and, like, depending on where terrorists are and where, like, you know, hostages are, and, like, plan.
Yeah, maybe you do that in...
Like, there's a whole, like, planning screen, at least in the, like I said, the ones that I played for PC. I don't know how far they went on N64.
I don't know if I agree with that, but...
It's definitely sort of up in the air, I guess. And that's pretty much the whole of N64.
It's not as bad as the Diablo one.
Yeah, that was just inexcusable.
Yeah, that's...
And that's pretty much the whole of N64. Anything you think left out? Off the top of your head?
Like I said, the Zelda thing kind of bugs me, but I
yeah.
can't... As much as I think there are other games that probably could be there, I can't think of, like... Yeah.
This
well,
is more
like I said, I don't entirely understand their genre placement, so
yeah.
I can't think of one that's specifically adventure.
This is more a personal thing to me than anything else, but since there was no racing category, that means there's no Mario Kart 64 or Diddy Kong Racing. And I had
Mario.
A lot of fun with those games. But really, that's more a personal gripe than anything.
I'm going to say it again, Mario needs his own thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess so.
He's that influential in the gaming world. Like, we don't need...
He's been, like, at least, like, his own game slash, like, cameo in games. He's been in, like, over 100 games.
Yeah, there's no...
And I'm sure you could contest the whole... There's no fighting genre, so there's no Smash Brothers. That whole thing.
Yeah, all right.
But
so
yeah,
I agree. There should be a fighter genre. I agree to that.
It's kind of... Yeah, that's another thing. Since there's no fight... They don't even put in... There's no fighting games at all in this list. That's one thing I should mention.
That's
so
horrible.
There's no Street Fighter. There's no Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I just thought about that. Like,
no Mortal versus...
Soul Blade? No Soul Calibur?
None.
No. No.
No Marvel versus Capcom, no. None of that. No Killer Instinct, none of that.
No Guilty Gear.
Even,
no
even
Guilty
though it
Gear.
Has some of the most like hardcore fans that like win the most like
I know
freaking like thousands
something.
Of dollars and like get funded by like all these companies to like fight tournaments and
no,
stuff.
No, what's this fuck versus SNK? Whatever.
No Capcom versus SNK.
Yeah, that one. No. No,
none of
what's
that.
The other one with the crazy Japanese name that I can't think of? Gucci dude?
Tatsunoko versus Capcom?
Yeah, that one. No, anything versus Capcom?
That one
none
didn't
of that.
Make me happy.
I think we've... I think we've depressed...
I'm
depressed
done.
EA.
I'm done.
I haven't even...
I
there's still
with,
more to do.
Wait.
I mean, even with, like... All right, the
well,
fact that Mortal Kombat isn't on there with, like, the huge controversy with it that, like, it was teaching kids to kill or something.
Yeah, that's another thing.
That
it's
is true.
Horrible.
That is very true. Wait, and here's another thing. All right, so I know you've gone through... You've read this list before. Before you finish the list, can you just tell me, even though there's no survival horror category, are there survival horrors in that?
Are there survival horrors in it?
Don't tell me what they are or for what system or whatever. Just tell me yes or no.
I'm looking down the list right now. Survival horror... I don't know, because there's a lot of games as we go down that I've never played, so I can't really say.
Well, ones you know off the top of your head.
If it doesn't have Resident Evil, you could... You know this list is...
Ones that I know off the top of my head,
Because just crush my soul now, if that's the case, because that is my genre. Like, that is the genre that makes me me. Like, without survival horror, I don't know if I...
Of the ones I know, there is one survival horror game, but it's not from Resident Evil, and it's not from Silent Hill.
Well, we'll just have to guess.
Oh, well, wait,
let's move on.
I'll let it... You give me one little...
But, I don't know, I haven't read through the whole thing yet. For all I know, there could be one you recognize that I've never heard of. But,
okay, alright.
But yeah, that's... And I might have missed some. And I might have missed
I feel
something.
Your pain,
I only,
but I showed it inside.
Okay.
And I might have missed something. I was just skimming the list, but...
Okay,
let's
okay. I just wanted to know beforehand whether or not I was going to be completely heartbroken.
It's under Target.
So...
Yes.
You need to be on Target when you hit the QuickTime button. Okay. Fuck, I missed!
So
good. So. Somehow Deadly Premonition.
That would be amazing. It totally needs. I love that game.
The most fucked up game ever. There you go.
Are we just gonna, like, reference Deadly Premonition in every podcast we do now?
Yes, we are.
Because I could get behind that. So, moving on to Sega's unappreciated gem, the Sega Dreamcast.
Oh.
In action! Okay, I guess I was wrong about there not being any racing games, because the first one in action is Crazy Taxi.
I love that game!
Yeah, that was a good game. It's not really an action game, necessarily.
No,
but...
I agree. That's retarded, and there's much better racing car games and shit, but I love that game.
Yeah, anyway, Crazy Taxi, that's a good game.
Taxi.
Had a good soundtrack, too, especially if you're a big, like, pop-punk fan.
Though apparently when they redid it, they took out the music.
Oh, that
they
sucks.
They didn't have the licensing or something, so now it just has...
Well,
like,
I guess that makes sense, but that still kind of sucks.
Now it just has, like, kind of generic, like, poppy shit going on. Which, that
okay,
was part
sucks.
Of the,
okay,
the
that
essence
sucks.
Of that game, was just fucking driving around, running over shit.
Listening to, like, hardcore punk music.
Just Sublime. Not Sublime. Wrong?
Offspring.
Why is he Sublime? Wow. That was horrible.
I don't know. So anyway, Crazy Taxi, Sonic Adventure, which... I'm personally not a big fan of the 3D Sonic games. I really don't think they should have made the jump at all, but
no.
I'm sure a lot of people...
I don't even like Sonic, and I know...
I'm sure a lot of people would disagree, I mean, but
I know
whatever.
I know I kind of scolded you last time for quoting him, but I agree with, what's his face?
Yahtzee?
Yes, Yahtzee. They are dragging Sonic behind their... The dead corpse of Sonic behind.
It's true. But they know, like, there's... Insane Sonic.
He's a drunken rock star on
stage. They, of any video game, they probably Sonic probably has definitely one of the most insane fan bases out there.
Yeah, I actually had it.
Wasn't it like a big deal where like one of the more recent Sonic games, like everyone was flipping out because like they colored his eyes green or something, and like they literally went berserk.
I don't know, but I know a mutual friend of ours who is a huge Sonic fan tried I mean, it was an interesting conversation. I kind of saw the point he was making. But he compared his fan... When I said, oh, why are you still so... Why do you keep buying these games? Why are you still... Like, I understand having a love for a game. Like I still love Zelda. I stopped playing them, but I still have love for Zelda. But I was just like, you should stop. And he's just like, well, you're all in love with Silent Hill, and you keep buying all the games even though they stopped being good. And I'm just like, I don't know if that's the same, is it? Like... Is my love for Silent Hill where I buy is that the same as him letting Sonic get dragged a few more feet? I mean,
Sonic is at this point is nearly 20 years old at this point. It's an old franchise and it's definitely showing its years. Silent Hill doesn't have that same sort of problem.
Silent Hill has dipped into a little bit of mediocrity, some of the more recent ones, but I mean it's not destroyed.
I'm not a fan of Silent Hill, but I wouldn't say that Silent Hill has yet made a game that can absolutely categorically be considered god awfully bad. There's been several absolutely shit Sonic games at this point.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Equilibrium.
But yeah.
Therapy.
I know all the 3D one stuff, but I don't know. I didn't hear anything though. Was Sonic Colors supposed to be good? I don't know for the Wii.
I don't know, because from what I understand, both Sonic Colors and the new Sonic 4 games, they all did fairly well critically, but fans absolutely hate them both.
See, here's the another thing is they had to deal. I mean, not all series dealt with the jump to 3D very well.
Metroid Prime did it the best.
Possibly.
Game's...
But just, there are so many series that did amazing on original and Super Nintendo, and then once it got to,
Once they had to go 3D, they...
Yeah, because there was a point where... Right. It was mostly on Sony's side, but there was a point where they would not make your game if you didn't have 3D. That when the first Mega Man that was for,
Mega Man...
For PlayStation?
Mega Man Legends?
I don't remember, but I just know that there was this whole thing that if they didn't make it 3D, they weren't going to publish it.
I played that game
crazy.
That's one of the selling points for me for the 3DS. They're going to be making Mega Man Legends 3. And
not a big fan of Mega Man Legends, but
I haven't played 2, but I played the crap. I mean that's when they had Tron Bond and the Bond family. They're awesome.
But yeah. I know what you mean. I can think of a lot of franchises that did not make the jump to 3D gracefully at all. Contra didn't do it. Final Fight didn't do it. Mortal Kombat did it terribly.
did it
several times.
That's kind of something that sucks, though, too, because, I mean, nowadays, if a publishing company isn't going to publish your game, there's fucking 8 million other ways you can get around it or get your game out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially now that there's this whole retro revival thing going.
Yeah, and there's so many indie...
Rebooting.
There's so many, indie...
D-makes.
...things. But yeah, I don't know. That sucks for them, those people. Poor game designers, wherever you are.
We feel your pain.
Why did you ruin Samus?
Damn you, Team Ninja. Anyway.
Well, it was actually, honestly, it wasn't really Team Ninja. It was Sakamoto, the guy who actually made Metroid. He, ruined the story. And most people are just what story? There was one, and he ruined it. And he ruined Samus, and we're gone.
Well, that's something for another time, I guess.
Let it go, Samus ran at the end.
So, in action, we had Crazy Taxi, Sonic Adventure, Jet Grind Radio, to some... Oh, I did not think I said that. Jet Grind Radio, that was the third
category.
That
was a good game.
Yeah. Thought I already said that, I guess I didn't.
I've always wanted
but
to
yeah, that's
game.
A pretty. I've never played it, but I've heard it's pretty awesome.
I definitely
like to play it because it looks fun.
I played it briefly, twice, but both times it was really, really fun.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on to Adventure, Shenmue, which I've heard, which I keep hearing is really revolutionary and shit because it's, it was really open world before Grand Theft Auto 3 was, but. I won't know until I've actually gotten to play it myself.
I think it's also got a really good story and really good gameplay as well. And they'll never remake Shenmue 2 or make Shenmue 3, even though everybody wants it.